I mentioned a few important things, of course, examples primarily from Sligo, because it has been a detriment to the student population here. But also, we were mentioning the lack of university-owned purpose-built accommodation, as well as lack of the TU borrowing framework, because traditional universities, they have the chance to borrow money. TUs, or as they were ITs before, and regional colleges did, never had that option. So that creates a two-tier system. So that is another topic that was discussed, as well as legislation for digs, which would mean a better protection for both the host and the tenant. Those were the most discussed things.
And did you provide any concrete recommendations or solutions to address the cost of living challenges faced by students, particularly here in our region in Sligo?
It was a very, very specific specific committee. So we actually had to talk only about accommodation. There was a few situations where we were sort of more leading into the cost of living thing, which we were stopped from basically going too deep into that, which is fair enough. But the most important things that we were saying is that we really need to allow TUs to build their own accommodation, to provide them the platform to borrow the money, have the funding themselves, which is a very concrete thing. Another very concrete thing, is if we would be talking about Sligo specifically, is if it would be possible to bring Milligan and Benbulben courts back to student accommodation, as well as to take the two blocks of Clarion Village that just right now were given back to students and lower the price on them. Because some of the cases that happened here in Sligo are quite ridiculous and simply morally wrong. So I was voicing those issues quite strongly.
And how did the committee members respond to your presentation? Did they show support or engage any positively, like, concerns or proposals that you raised?
So overall, there was a very positive response. But also, what was a surprise to me, there was an amazement. Because many of the politicians in the room were not informed or were misinformed about some of the things that are happening in Sligo. So just to give example, one of the notes was that I received a question because one of the politicians was misinformed that, for example, all the accommodation that has been given to temporary beneficiaries is coming back to students in Sligo, which is not the case. Benbulben and Milligan Court are not being repurposed back to student accommodation. So there was lots of misinformation in the room that we just had to make correct. But when all the information was there on the table, everyone was very supportive of all the proposals.